never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Greg, you had to sit out for about a whole year, so you weren't behind the microphone at a baseball game until last night. First time in about a year and a half, probably, huh?
It was good to be there.
Did you ride the bike since you're a professional broadcaster? Were you a little nervous?
You know, it actually was.
Yeah.
Bike? Okay. You get in there, it's the first game of the season.
Any tough names?
Two seasons.
Any tough names?
Yes.
But you practice those usually, but.
Yeah. I do.
Hispanic names?
I
do you have any Japanese remember. Names? Because they're tougher. Right? I think they're even tougher. You don't see them much.
Yeah,
you know?
There's Zhu Wei is playing.
Yeah, but that's easy. But I'm talking about big, long Japanese names.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, occasionally,
all
but
right.
not really.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was great to be out there. Nice night to be out.
And yep. I told you the social media want to know when you're there.
Did you get a hot dog?
No.
Nick loves
no,
hot dog.
No, I, yeah. They,
a hot dog at a ballpark.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't leave my seat.
Nick
wants you
Nick
but I never
eat
could.
Eat a hot dog right off of him. He's thinking
oh,
about
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Please.
Oh, hot dog
that's
at a baseball
a
game.
Dog.
Yeah. Hot dog at a baseball game sounds great.
That's not a hallway.
Well, local listeners here in Omaha want to know when you're calling another game.
Sunday.
Okay.
Craig Sunday afternoon. I think
Craig will be there for Mother's Day.
I think it's a 1 o'clock game, but I'm not sure.
Bring your mom out to see Craig or to hear Craig.
Yeah. Yeah. Again.
Yeah. And try the applesauce.
Put the speaker behind her so it's familiar to her.
You do it.
Why is mom moaning all game?
Here's Craig Evans' voice.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be the day. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf wants to go to the Olympics. Yep. He's going to be competing in the USA Track and Field Golden Games and Distance Open that Sunday in the 100-meter
yeah.
dash.
Who was the D-back he chased down?
It was
Buda Baker.
Buda Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, ask that guy how fast he is.
They're saying that although he was a sprinter in school, that he's been away and he might not be able to make it.
Well, he hasn't been away that long. He's only been in the league. This was his second year. And
yeah, I'm not telling him. I don't know anything right. about sprinting. I just know that
he bowed out early in college.
It's an exact science, right. and these guys that sprint are doing it all the time.
Yeah, but he's only 5 years out of high school.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but it seems I'm guessing the guys who are Olympic level dedicate their entire
sure.
training
just
regimen
to
that.
Yeah, not playing
just,
football.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And even just the slightest bit, I'm guessing, of bulking up muscle-wise for football would slow you down.
It's different for sprinting.
But who knows? For sprinting.
Good luck.
I can give you some actual numbers here, and they may not make any difference.
Okay. Wait, we'll see how
according to NBC Sports.
I'm totally rooting for the guy.
Oh, I am too.
According to NBC Sports, a 10.05 second finish would earn him an automatic qualification to the Olympic trials.
Trials, okay.
So, but then at the very least, apparently he needs to break 10.2 seconds. When he tracked Buda Baker down last season, he was clocked at a top speed of 22.64 miles an hour. That would be good. If he could do that over 100 meters, that would be good for a 9.88.
Well, that's in the middle of the run, though. That's not the beginning. Where he has to start off.
That is true.
You have to sustain
it's also
that.
Full of equipment.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fast.
When
so you can go both ways on that.
I think you bring Buda Baker out there and just have him run to the side of the stadium there.
Yeah. Now, when I run the hurdles.
Like the rabbit in the dog races.
When I run the hurdles, I always wear a helmet.
I know you do.
But he won't have to.
Yeah, well, they make you wear
that's
a helmet.
That's kind of slow you down.
Yeah, hurdles. Yeah. That's what those are.
Well, he has to work on speed for football training.
Yeah.
And he realizes it's not just focusing on sprinting.
No, he's fast, obviously.
Yeah, but fast, and football faster. Usually two different
things.
Oh,
they are. Mm. Yeah, that's why they call it track speed. When certain football players are fast, it's certain. Are they mowing out there?
No, it sounded like something hit the building.
Yeah, it did.
When are we moving out of this dump?
I thought there was somebody.
Maybe today.
Scratching on a mic.
Maybe the Lexus fired itself up.
Yeah.
I'll go poke my head out in the hallway. If I don't come back, you'll know why.
All right.
Okay, then.
You saw a dude.
Yeah. Well, how would we know what happened?
Well, something happened.
Yeah. That's an old story, okay. Puss. You built this
off. Like, oh, whatever was outside got puss. We still wouldn't know.
Well, we kind of know.
Well, you know, you'd know it was bad.
Yeah. He would be the canary in the coal mine. Right. You go look.
Yeah. The building seems to be intact. I don't know. No, door's not broke down or nothing.
He found a dude. Oh, that it's that instantaneous. Oh, puss is out for the day.
He saw a dude.
Yeah, he saw a dude.
Like, dude, had 20 minutes to go.
About what he needed.
They say that 2021 is going to be a bumper year for weddings. Local small businesses are grateful.
Nick was at one. I got one this summer. My nephew's getting married.
Yeah. I was informed we're going to a reception in a few weeks.
Oh, you're informed, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody you know personally?
I have met.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big party then? Band, dance,
yeah,
DJ?
I guess they already had the wedding. This is just the party and the
all
reception.
Right, all right.
Yeah. But I do probably have to I haven't had to put on dress clothes in, a year and a half.
Yeah, you probably had to wear dress clothes at the wedding you went to, right? Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of like, at least.
I might have to go shopping.
All right.
I was going to wear the whole suit, but then I got the pants and the dress shirt on, and I was like, this works.
There you go.
That was it. And I showed up wearing the same thing as my brother-in-law and my father-in-law. We both had dark slacks
and
gray
and
shirts.
Shirt. Right. Proud boy. The proud boy look.
Yeah. Yeah, we looked like we were supposed to work security there or something. We were all standing next to each other. I'm like, we need to make sure other people are around us.
Or we should have called
we're all
each
just
other.
Standing in matching clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful. White guys in matching uniforms. It's just it's a little iffy these days.
Yeah. Now, the beginning of this sentence is going to, we'll give you a clue. Republicans in a Tennessee state house.
Ah.
Okay, so you're familiar with the Brothers Osborne.
Yeah, they're a duo. I only reason because I saw the CBS Sunday Morning about their lives. Two brothers grew up on the coast of Maryland, and one of them's gay.
TJ
just recently came out, and they sing that bro country stuff. They seem like nice guys. Actually, they're coming to town, I believe.
Yeah,
it's not my kind of music, but whatever. They seem like good guys. And the dude came out. The one brother came out.
Yeah, well, in Tennessee. They have a measure to honor the Brothers Osborne.
But first of all, I mean, one more thing about that special I saw. The stupid announcer, this is the guy's brother. So the guy interviewing him says, did it surprise him? And the brother goes, that was just because I just didn't know why it took him so long. Like, of course he knows his brother's gay. It's his brother.
Yeah.
If you're around somebody all the time, you know they're gay.
Yeah.
So it's like a stupid, were you surprised your brother was gay? Nope, not since we were four, you dumbass. He's my brother.
When wasn't he out to family and friends before he was publicly out?
Yes, he was. Okay, they went off.
Well, in Tennessee.
Well, they hate the gays there.
In Tennessee, they have a measure to honor the Brothers Osborne.
Well, maybe just the straight one.
No, both of them.
No, they're going to change that.
Not the sinner.
Representative Jeremy Faison wanted to block the honor
because of the
on Monday. Now, he said it was just over a procedural objection.
No.
And not because TJ came out as gay. Yep. This is just procedural.
Yep.
Now, critics, however, say, this guy has always been
homophobe.
Against the LGBTQs.
Yep. Yeah, you know why? Yeah.
Probably smooching pickles. Is there a couple of pickle smooches?
That's what he said.
The Brothers Osborne.
On a hot mic. They cut him on a hot mic.
For their part, the Brothers Osborne say they've lived in the state for half their lives, and the legislature had no issue honoring people like conservative Ben Shapiro, who does not live in Tennessee.
Yeah, he's a scumbag, too.
The Shapiro group is. Asked this moron for a meeting to get to know him better as a person. The state Senate has already unanimously passed this measure. Said, yes, go ahead, we honor them.
Right.
But then he came out as gay.
Oh, yeah. Can't have that.
Then he came out as gay, and you can't really honor them.
So all those people switched? They switched their votes?
Well, they haven't yet. He's working on a measure to get it rescinded on a procedural thing. It says too many things.
They walk around and tell everybody else, he's gay. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, let's honor one of them.
That will be overridden by all the open minds in the Tennessee State House.
Yeah.
The worst people in the world, homophobes and racist.
Well, then it's going to now starts the countdown to when this guy gets caught with the pool boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy. Yep.
The most outspoken homophobes end up caught with dudes.
Eating applesauce off of Jose in the backyard, right?
Again, he didn't bring any applesauce.
Well, let's see.
It does start the countdown. The openly homophobic state legislature. Here's the countdown. He came out against it for no reason whatsoever. Okay, let's wait. Oh, 4 days. Trolling for dudes.
Saturday Night Live. Finishing off their 46th season. Let's see. They announced some hosts and musical guests. Keegan-Michael Key.
He's great.
He'll be good.
From Key and Peele is going to host on May 15th. The musical guest, Olivia Rodrigo.
Don't know who she is.
The CEO of Home Depot.
Yeah. that's just finishing it up.
Other business leaders.
Yeah. He's funnier than you think, Nick.
Warren Buffett's up at the end. Right. Right. Yeah.
And then May 22nd, it's going to be Anya Taylor-Joy from Netflix's The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, that's the star. At least I know who she is. I don't watch the show. Yeah.
And musical guest Lil Nas X.
All right. Well, he's gay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee House ain't going to do that. Plus, he's black. So the house has two reasons. The Tennessee house. You know he's black. Oh, well, we can't do that. He's gay. Oh, we can do that.
Maybe we should ban his music.
Yeah. I haven't heard the audio, but he was asked about pole dancing in thigh-high boots.
Puss or Lil Nas?
Lil Nas X. Okay.
It's not easy.
And he says that it's all right. Shall we hear this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's hear this. As part of Entertainment Weekly's annual Pride issue, cover stars Lil Nas X, comedian Bowen Yang, Lena Waithe, and Pose star MJ Rodriguez asked each other some, what is called here, queer burning questions.
Hi, Lil Nas X. I love you so much. Here's a question. What was harder to pole dance with, thigh-high boots or thigh-length braids?
Honestly, the boots made pole dancing so much easier because without them, I was definitely like bleeding in the middle of my legs.
Which queer icon, living or dead, would you give a lap dance to?
Well, Bo, I wouldn't tell you because the person's alive, and I wouldn't want to make things awkward between us.
Oh, he likes somebody. He likes somebody. Owen Yang thinking it was him.
It's The Rock.
Yeah. Owen Yang is funny as hell, man. Bowen Yang. Is it Bowen?
Bowen, yeah.
Bowen, I'm sorry, Bowen Yang. Right, yeah, because Owen's not Asian at all.
Not many people can make an iceberg funny.
That was,
and he did it.
That was a great bit. Well, the writing was great, but he nailed it, right?
And he's going to be the mayor of New York City.
Yes, he is.
Bowen Yang. No, that's a different.
That's Andrew Yang.
That's a different Yang, and you're not helping.
Yeah.
Same last name.
Yeah.
They have the same last
name. Yeah, but you're dipping a toe into that. They all look the same water, and that's not cool.
No, they have the same last name.
They're both Yangs.
Right. And
one's a gay Yang, and one's a straight Yang.
Many Asians have the last name Yang.
Yep.
They still think he's going to win that?
Who, Andrew Yang?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is de Blasio term limit out, or he's not running?
I don't even think he's running.
Okay.
I don't know if he's been there too long or what.
I don't know.
A North Carolina Marine veteran now holds the record for the most push-ups done in 1 hour.
These guys are amazing. Push-ups are tough. And for this
is there a criteria? Because you can cheat on those.
Yeah, but there's a fist
down
there.
They
put a fist down
all the way down to the floor.
Yeah. And video.
They lock out the elbows at the top.
Yeah, you got a fist out.
What are we talking about?
That's what they always say at Fist City.
They do.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Speaking of that, work is being done on our new tattoo shop, Todd and Tyler's Just Fists.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Just the fist.
Oh, that's right. We'll tattoo you, but just on the fist.
Just the fist.
Right.
When just the tip gets too boring.
Yeah.
T. Shane Johnson.
Yeah, just the tip closed. We only had a couple volunteers for that. Apparently that hurts. So you only had 3 customers in 2 months. Yeah.
Just the fist can't hire enough staff to keep up.
No, there's a bunch of guys who want fist ones.
I found an incredible website you just have to check out. Nuts.com is the best-kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. It's the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts, dried fruit, flowers, grains, and so many other high-quality foods delivered straight to your door. They have over 4,000 products to choose from, like white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, and my personal favorite, honey sesame sticks. Nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They have an incredible variety available, including candies, dried fruits, and pantry items like baking mixes, pasta, and more. Get fresher products than the supermarket with Nuts.com. New Nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order when you text podcast to 64,000. So, text podcast to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from nuts.com. That's podcast to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at nuts.com/terms.
So this North Carolina Marine veteran got the record for the most push-ups in 1 hour. So he was doing push-ups for an hour.
That's just crazy because they don't stop either, man.
Nope.
Yeah. They don't give you a pee break if you're just going for an hour.
No. Or you can pee. You just have to keep doing the push-ups.
I don't know if I do anything nonstop for an hour.
No.
Sit.
Yeah.
Drive.
But sometimes I have to get up and go to the bathroom. Yeah, driving.
Sometimes you drive nonstop for an hour.
He was able to get 3,050 push-ups in 60 minutes.
Jesus.
How many is that per second? They break it out? Usually break that out somewhere.
What's the number again?
3,050.
What was your record? Did he own the other record?
No, he did not.
That's almost 51 per minute. So you're just a
for an hour.
Yeah, you're just a shade over one per second.
The previous record in an hour was 29:19.
You find the previous record was like 300.
Well, that's and he did 3,050.
You want to shatter it?
Shadubay.
Yeah, he did an extra 100. That record, the old record, had stood for over 30 years.
Because it sucked. Because even the guys who are in shape to do that, that are pros at this, say that it's just so taxing. You know?
I would bet that this guy is not a very heavy guy.
Oh, they're never heavy.
Because to do that many, to show that kind of endurance, you got to be light.
He's probably 140.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. 150 maybe.
Mm. Oh, Olivia Rodrigo.
He looks bigger than that.
Okay.
The musical guest.
And they got shorter arms, too, by the way.
That always helps, too.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo is the one who sings the driver's license
song. I don't know the
song.
I don't know the
they
song.
Used it in an SNL sketch.
Oh, I might know it then, but I don't know it. No.
They were carrying this guy around on a board.
After the fact?
As he's doing them. He's
mascot style?
Yeah, they're carrying him around on a board, if you will.
Yeah, but people have lost their minds.
Yeah.
Now, he also went... This badass also went for the 12-hour record.
What? The same day?
So he kept going.
Man. Okay.
You'd have to take breaks. You can't
probably slow down.
Yeah.
You can't do push-ups for 12 solid hours without stopping.
He didn't maintain pace, I'm sure.
No, he
did not.
You have to eat something.
He did not get the 12-hour record. He did not get the 12-hour record.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh, you know why? Because the 12-hour record guy didn't go that fast for an hour.
He paced himself.
Right.
Yeah, the record was over 19,000. This guy was able to get over 16,000, 16,400. Yeah.
So he just put himself through hell for nothing.
Well, he won the first one.
No, he got the 1 hour.
But the 12-hour thing.
He probably knew he wasn't going to get the 12-hour one.
He tried.
Because he tried.
Well, you know.
The other guy paced himself.
Yeah.
I won't do that many push-ups in my entire life.
No. Push-ups suck.
This year's draft was the most watched ever. Yeah, NFL people. Draft, sorry.
People, yeah, people. That's because nobody's watching draft. The NFL anymore.
That's right.
I was wrong there. It's not the most watched ever. It was the third most watched ever.
Right. See?
Yep.
Well, it was on three channels.
Behind the last two.
That's because they're all kneeling.
Yeah, did they take the total of...
Yeah.
NFL Network, ESPN, ABC had it too the first night.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6.1 million people watched the event across the TV and digital platforms where it aired. Last year, or in 2019, it was 6.2. Last year, more than 8 million. We were just jonesing for anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And didn't this year the Oscars bottom out at 10 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe less than that. I don't know.
The draft is just slightly behind the Oscars.
Well, the draft felt normal. I mean, there was a crowd.
Yeah.
There was a huge
crowd.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah.
Well, people were able to watch football over the past year. There weren't even really movies coming out.
You're right. There were games, but there weren't really movies.
No.
I like the first round of the draft, especially like when those dudes are there. Wait, any of them, where they have the camera in the house or they're there, like, you know, crying when they take the phone call, just watching the dreams come true.
It might have been the Bears quarterback. I'm not sure. He was at home, right, with his family.
Fields.
On the L-shaped couch.
Mm-hmm.
You see when they went back to the couch and nobody was there?
No.
Nobody was there. And they went back, and I thought, are they mad he's not being picked yet? And it was right before the Bears picked him. There was nobody sitting there, but they kept the camera on, and I really wasn't paying attention. I'm thinking, well, are they coming back? And all of a sudden, it's like they all went to get chips or something because they all come walking back and sit in their same spots where they were. Like the whole family took a piss, right? Or went in the kitchen and, did shots or something.
And then somebody saw that they were on camera again. Hey, get back in there.
They all just kind of walked back in nonchalantly, but the couch was completely empty. It was hilarious, you know? I love those crowds, and this is white or black, whoever's getting drafted or whatever. I look around and pick out the brother or the cousin that wants a loan. they're all like, hey, in my head, hey, mm-hmm. hey, this my buddy's about to have a lot of money.
Maybe he'll get a Dodge Charger.
I forget who I heard on TV talking about it, but he said he made a great analogy. He said that's the day that all these guys they cease becoming brother, uncle, cousin, whoever, and they're now the CEO.
Yep.
And they're now in charge of the business.
Right. I heard Jalen Rose talking about that.
That might have been who I heard. Yeah.
Like one of the guys in the crowd will be the guy who's in charge of his buddy's money?
No, the player who gets drafted.
Yeah, yeah.
He's now the family CEO.
Yeah, he is. All right, we had Eric Roberts on earlier. Want to check it out? Also a picture of the lunch lady that likes teenage boys and...
Several.
At the same time.
Yeah. And apparently we turned into her. She's a sushi lady. She lays there and eats, lunch lady pizza off of her.
School cafeteria. On that little thing you slide the tray on. She's just laying there. Covered in green beans.
Big, dirty toenails. Yeah. All right. Check her out. She's
still
hot.
Wearing the hairnet.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Patronize the advertisers. Thanks for listening. Get vaccinated, please. Yeah, please.
And while you're getting vaccinated, don't be a racist.
Yeah. Or a homophobe. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.